The Rockford Airport Authority agreed to temporarily halt construction over some of the last remaining high-quality dry gravel prairie in Illinois. Zach Oakley is the airport's Deputy Director of Operations and Planning. He says beginning this week, access to the prairie will be restricted until further notice.
And we want to make sure that the only people that are accessing that road and accessing that area of the airport are people that have business in the area.
Oakley says that the decision to close off the prairie is due in part to the ongoing consultation with the Federal Aviation Administration, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
Just to kind of further protect the area and make sure that the assessment and the area is safe and protected throughout the assessment or throughout the consultation process.
Carrie Lee is with the Natural Land Institute. It recently filed a lawsuit to temporarily halt construction over the Belbo Prairie. She says the decision to limit entry into the prairie makes sense in light of safety precautions that should be followed on a construction site. But Lee thinks it's not a bad idea for the airport to allow in a third party, like the NLI, to help monitor the prairie.
So that we could kind of check and see what's there, how many acres are left, measure it, and then make sure that we can monitor it. That's different, as far as I'm concerned, than just generally closing the prairie to the public.
The airport authority maintains that there is currently no risk to the prairie because there's no planned activity for the area around the prairie. The airport also plans to raise a fence within the next 2 weeks to further protect the area. The exact perimeter of the fence is still unclear. The airport also ended an agreement with the Natural Land Institute to work on the prairie. Lee says it was an important part of maintaining the area. But Lee says there's a fundamental misunderstanding. The Natural Land Institute isn't against expansion of the airport. It's just against expansion over the prairie.
We think they probably need a road, but it doesn't have to go through the heart of the high-quality prairie. So we're not trying to stop a road. We just want to stop that road configuration.
In the meantime, the future of the Belbo Prairie is still uncertain. Oakley says airport officials will abide by whatever resolution the Federal Aviation Administration and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service comes to next spring.
No, our plan remains unchanged. The detention basin was removed from this development cycle, so it's not part of it. Outside of that, everything else remains as planned.
Including, for now, the road through the prairie. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.